to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Apparently, there is a woman who was assumed to be brain dead, about to have her organs donated, and she opens up her eyes. Hospital in New York is getting fined. We'll talk about this and kind of what's the definition of brain death and, you know, some tests you may want to do on your loved ones before hospital claims that your loved one is brain dead. Pretty scary stuff. We also have now a TV channel for dogs. Apparently, somebody was entrepreneur enough to realize that we have a whole new demographic. Okay, I mean, maybe we should do the same for radio. I don't know what a radio show for dogs would be. But DirecTV is going to have a TV channel for dogs. Now, my assumption is they will still need their owner to actually navigate the remote control. But nonetheless, there is supposed to be a TV channel for dogs. I'm going to want to watch that. You know how many of us are going to probably want to watch that? Because dogs are pretty interested in the same things that we are, except, you know, less talk. So that may actually be pretty good. I also have some good news. The United States does not top the most obese country. Mexico does. Mexico has now surpassed the U.S. as the most obese. Problem is I thought Mexico had always surpassed us. I didn't realize U.S. actually hit number one. We've talked about this on the show. U.S., I don't think, was always number one. But barely, that's in the news today. U.S. isn't number one with obesity. So we're doing something right. Or maybe Mexico is doing something wrong. Elton John apparently has had to cancel his tour because he was diagnosed with appendicitis. People get appendicitis all the time. What's kind of interesting about this story is the reports are saying he's going to have surgery in the upcoming weeks in the UK. In the upcoming weeks, when you have appendicitis, we like to do surgery right away. Why is Elton John getting surgery weeks later? And is that because of socialized medicine? I don't know. That's kind of confusing. Also confusing is how the IRS, according to one report, accidentally exposed thousands of our Social Security numbers online for about a day on a website. I don't know why that happened. I believe they're going to come out with a statement saying, my bad, or oops. But if the IRS can't handle our Social Security numbers, how the hell are they supposed to be able to implement Obamacare properly? All right. More reports are coming out saying that when it comes to IRS get-out-of-jail-free cards, when it comes to Obamacare and subsidies, it's going to be on the honor system. They have no way, they claim, to see if you qualify for the subsidy for Obamacare, which confuses me because the IRS is supposed to get all our information on wages and fees and taxes, yet the IRS says they cannot verify all our income. So, honor system, huh? This is a complete cluster. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I understand many of you are trying to stay tuned to CNN's coverage of the George Zimmerman trial. A very fascinating testimony is going on now with a lead forensic expert. I apologize. I think his name is Dr. Demiao, if I'm pronouncing it right. Basically, he's the godfather of forensic pathology. Apparently, he knows his stuff. He's now on the witness stand for the defense, explaining how he is able to determine how the gunshot wound hit Trayvon Martin in this trial. And he had explained regarding kind of like the gunpowder and the power tattoo that you get from a gunshot wound, that it appeared it didn't happen with Trayvon Martin's clothes being leaned against his chest as him being supiner on his back, but more there was a distance between his clothes and his chest with this gunshot wound, as if his clothes were leaning out. And when do clothes lean out? When somebody is over somebody else. And so he, right before I got ready for my show, he was testifying how that's how he could tell the gunshot wound was done from a George Zimmerman being beneath Trayvon Martin. Also in George Zimmerman testimony, or in the George Zimmerman trial, the judge is going to allow the toxicology reports of Trayvon Martin, which is supposed to reveal elements of marijuana in Trayvon Martin's system. There's a lot of debate over how much marijuana was in his system. That's going to be disclosed. From what we're hearing, it's a very fine amount. And I've been asked, does that even matter? Does that fine amount of marijuana matter? Well, I mean, in a court case, I think toxicology screens for both parties are extremely important. I'm not sure why they didn't do a tox screen on George Zimmerman. That is a little confusing whenever there is a loss of life. Or, even a workman's comp case. You know, drug screens are usually done immediately. Maybe there was one done. I don't know. But what we do have is a toxicology report on Trayvon Martin, which usually does happen on the person deceased, and marijuana was present. Did the marijuana cause him to be paranoid? And does that align with George Zimmerman's story of Trayvon Martin jumping out from a bush saying, "Yeah, why are you following me? You got a problem?" Or whatever the quote was. I apologize. And does marijuana usually sedate, relax you, make you more even keel? And would that be opposite of what George Zimmerman testified in terms of to the police initially, where Trayvon Martin jumped out from behind a bush and accosted him? So that's, from what I understand, supposed to be discussed this morning. As we get any more updates, we will keep you posted. I do have a question for you guys, though. You know, I'm looking at George Zimmerman's weight, and he has really gained a lot of weight. Do you think the defense told him to gain the weight, makes him look more lovable? Or does George Zimmerman's weight actually hurt his defense? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I posed this question to y'all last night on Facebook. Do you think the defense team asked George Zimmerman to gain weight? Or do you think the defense team told him you better watch your weight because that could hurt the case? Or do you think the defense team really doesn't care and is not going to go there because George Zimmerman has enough to deal with? And it was kind of interesting, some of your answers. One actually said, interesting question. Ah, thank you. Thank you. Okay. One said weight shouldn't matter. One says, you know, he gained his weight because of eating stress. Heidi Harris, one of my favorite radio sisters, said that's what happens when you can't leave the house for years. You gain weight. It's interesting. One of you had, prior to my posting this question, a few weeks ago when pictures emerged of George Zimmerman being so heavy, yet seeing him the night of the, or the day of the attack, so slim, one of you had asked, oh, did he have any drugs in his system? Was he slim because of drugs? And now that he's been in jail, he can't get the drugs, and his weight ballooned out. Now, I hate kind of speculating like that. I usually like to, you know, discuss things that are real or factual. on this show. I don't want to start speculating that maybe somebody else was doing drugs or diet pills. But, you know, it is important. If we're going to be talking about Trayvon Martin and having marijuana in his system, and if marijuana could have caused Trayvon Martin to be acting aberrantly, then, you know, maybe George Zimmerman's weight is significant in this. Okay? The only time I have seen weight balloon that quickly is when somebody goes off diet pills. Or, I shouldn't have said only time, the times, I should say. Or if somebody had gone to rehab for drugs, right? Or if somebody was severely depressed. Now, okay, that could have been him. I mean, here he is, he's being tried for murder. Alright, he's in jail. So absolutely, I didn't think the jail fed you that well. But yeah, depression could, absolutely. Like Heidi Harris said, you know, not getting out of the house. Absolutely. But, you know, my initial instinct when when I first saw George Zimmerman on TV obese versus how he looked extremely trim was, either A, he's not getting to keep his, athletic workout, or B, if he was on any diet pills, he's not on them anymore. Now, if he was taking any medications or diet pills, and it doesn't sound like he was, according to the PA testimony, the physician assistant testimony, if he was taking any sort of stimulant, that could be a factor in terms of aggression. But from what I understand, we don't have a toxicology report, and there wasn't a history of or a medical history of those types of medications. Now, if somebody was, though, prescribed a medication like that, there would be a DEA report that the prosecution could get their hands on. So the fact that that hasn't come out means he probably wasn't on diet pills. Now, could he have been on any illicit amphetamines? He could have, all right? But, you know, I'm going to right now just chalk that weight gain up to, you know, him not being able to be active, him being, you know, in jail, him comfort food eating, and the fact, you know, but there was a report that he was obese before, lost the weight, and now is obese again. I always get a little concerned if there were only, if there were any supplements taken to lose weight, because supplements that used for weight loss do cause aggression. The problem is with this case. Okay, there. I don't even think that would even have bearing. He's being tried for second-degree murder, which really I don't think the prosecution is even able to prove. So the defense has been able to poke multiple holes in that. But if the jury does try to do a compromising charge and conviction, which again I'm always kind of confused with. Well, you know what? To please the masses, we'll do a compromise. Let's throw manslaughter at him. But if they do claim manslaughter, yeah, that could have been a factor. 1-877-DOC-DALI 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Elton John, they say, is suffering from appendicitis, and Elton John has canceled his show. Again, I'm not shocked by that. Appendicitis happens to a lot of us. I've taught you guys about appendicitis. In fact, there is a YouTube clip of me teaching you guys how to perform an appendectomy. I don't know if you remember Lost, the series Lost. One of the survivors had to perform an appendectomy on somebody else. I think it was on Sawyer. I don't know. And they performed the appendectomy. And it wasn't Sawyer. Sawyer was very sexy, by the way. It was the other guy. So I taught you guys how to perform an appendectomy if you were stuck on an island. It's a YouTube clip. So I won't go into how to perform an appendectomy. But the one thing I think we could all agree on is if you do need an appendectomy or the appendix to be removed, you pretty much want to do that expediently. And I'm a little confused because according to this report here, they say Elton John will undergo surgery in the UK in the coming weeks, not coming days, in the coming weeks, and has been advised by doctors to postpone performances on his European tour. Now, I hope to high heaven that that's a typo. But if any of you have any other information on medicine in the UK and the timeline it takes to get an appendectomy, please chime in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Because I hope we are not changing how we approach appendicitis, where you're in the hospital for a week or two on antibiotics, and then they decide to take it out. I kind of like the old school way, where you take it out within hours. Maybe it's a typo, but we'll undergo surgery in the UK in the coming weeks. Huh. Now, also, that could be a way of them saying, look, he's going to have surgery, he's going to be recovering. But don't scare us like that. The last thing I want to think is that if you live in the UK, your appendectomy gets done weeks later. Why do we even care what happens with Elton John? First of all, I think Elton John is a phenomenal musician. Anybody who could span multiple decades like him, there's very few artists that could do that. You had Michael Jackson, you had Cher, Madonna, Elton John. I mean, we're talking multiple decades, and hence multiple generations have been fans of his music. You know, Elvis, you don't have a lot, you don't have many people out there. So Elton John is, I think, one of the gifted, should definitely be considered in the one of the most gifted lists of musicians. But number two is as our healthcare system turns more socialized, I watch extremely closely, with extreme caution, what's going on in other countries that we are trying to mimic. And if appendicitises appendixes that are inflamed are being told to wait and be put on ice for a couple weeks, I got a huge problem with that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, you know, speaking of medical news, we had some information on John Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Carey. From what we understand, her critical condition involved a grand mal seizure. This grand mal seizure is one of the most serious seizures, and from what I understand, she even had to be intubated. Now, I don't know if she's still intubated and on ventilators. We do know that she was upgraded to a more of a fair condition from being critical and then stable. But a grand mal seizure, some of you know it as the tonic-clonic seizure. It's the most serious type. It involves the whole body. You lose consciousness. Sometimes have that spastic types of movements with your arms and legs. Whenever somebody who had battled cancer comes in presenting with a seizure, of course we scan the head, making sure there aren't any tumors, making sure there's no infection. A variety of things can cause seizures. So that's what she's being evaluated for, and we'll keep you posted on her progress. Randy Travis apparently was hospitalized as well. He is going to be having heart surgery because he has viral cardiomyopathy. Now, cardiomyopathy is a problem with the heart muscle. Cardio, heart, myopathy, muscle. Yet viral is a viral infection that started to cause the heart muscles to weaken and be inflamed. So Randy Travis, from what I understand, is actually going to be going for heart surgery to correct this, which is pretty significant stuff. So, boy, we have a pretty crazy bunch of medical illnesses. When we come back, I want to talk about how a New York hospital is getting fined because a woman about to donate her organs, being deemed as brain dead, opens her eyes, yet had some signs prior to them moving her into the OR. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. And they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon, means happy life.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Cheeley, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, Surgeon of the Year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparedUs.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparedUs.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember to stock up on your freeze-dry guy. Got some great sales the month of July. Freeze-dry guy, it is never too easy or too early to be prepared. They got great tasting food, phenomenal packaging, phenomenal prices. Please check that out. Okay. This always concerns me as a doctor when I hear of a person who is being reportedly brain dead and about to be, I guess, operated on to have their organs removed, actually being alive. And from what I understand, a New York hospital is now being fined. It's a hospital in upstate New York, Syracuse St. Joseph's Hospital Health Center, because a drug overdose victim had been deemed dead. And the nurse who was supposed to be prepping her for organ removal, well, while she was being prepped, while the patient was being prepped for organ removal, the patient had opened her eyes. Now, a nurse the day before had done the testing. There's certain tests that you do to determine if somebody's brain dead, and we'll review that. And from what I understand, it sounded like the patient failed a couple of the tests for being brain dead, where her toes were curling, the nostrils were moving in and out as if that was a sign of breathing. And so we're a little confused as to how this could even happen. Now, reports are saying that the patient had actually tried to commit suicide, a 41-year-old Colleen Burns of North Syracuse, New York. But another report said, no, it was a drug overdose. It wasn't suicide. Now, apparently, the state health department is now investigating the incident. She had taken Xanax, Benadryl, and a muscle relaxant. All right. And when she was first admitted, they tried to stop the drugs from being absorbed. Now, can you overdose on Xanax, Benadryl, and a muscle relaxant? Yes. I don't know how much she took, but this is why I continually urge you all to never underestimate the amount of medicine that you take. All right. Let's say she had taken a Xanax in the morning, a Xanax in the afternoon, and a Xanax in the evening. How many of your Xanax bottles say you could take it up to 3 times a day? Most of your Xanax bottles say you could do that. Then pop in a Benadryl, let's say for allergies, and then a muscle relaxant if you're having some back pain or neck pain. You know, remember, when somebody overdoses, I don't want the stigma of them being junkies or people trying to pop drugs as a high. We still have no idea why Heath Ledger died. All right. It didn't seem like he was at a point in his life where he was unhappy and overdosing. And we do know that he had multiple medications he was taking either for pain or anxiety. Please keep in mind that a drug overdose can be accidental, and it could be as simple as one pill. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened with her, but doctors had said she was essentially brain dead. Her family agreed to take her off life support and have her organs donated. Now, the nurse was supposed to perform reflex testing. She scraped her finger on the bottom of one of Burns' feet, and her toes curled downward. If the toes curl upward, it's called a Babinski sign. You could have certain reflexes while being brain dead. But if the toes curl downward, it's a sign that she has brain stem function. Apparently, she also had nostrils flaring, which is a sign of respiratory distress. You know, whenever a baby comes in having a cold or cough or RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, I watch the nostrils extremely closely because nostril flaring is a sign of respiratory distress. Your body is trying to open up the trumpet, open up the orifice to try to catch as much air. And your nostrils are able to kind of efflate out and evis outward to allow that orifice to open up as wide as possible. It's called nasal flaring. And apparently they saw that she did this as well. Another report comes out that her lips and her tongue were moving. They said doctors ignored nurses' observations that indicated Burns was still alive and proceeded with the surgery anyway. Before the procedure, Burns was given an injection of Ativan. Okay, but they said the sedative or the observations of life were not recorded. This is kind of confusing to me. And then finally, Burns opened her eyes in the OR and the procedure was called off. Now, thus far, no lawsuits. I don't know if successfully committed. Oh, no. Did this lady later commit suicide? I apologize. I don't have what happened to her. Apparently, this happened back, I think, in 2011. I'll have to look at that. But the question is, you know, are hospitals supposed to have certain criteria to protect against this? Now, what are some signs? First of all, let's review what brain death is. Brain death is not a coma. All right, it's not a vegetative state. Brain death is where you are dead. Okay, you cannot breathe on your own. Your heart won't beat on your own. You have to. We could keep you alive on respirators or ventilators, but you don't have brainstem activity. The brain has stopped working, which is why you know, we as family members have to make the decision to pull the plug, unfortunately, or to turn the ventilator off. But there's proof. There's proof that somebody's brain dead. The pupils don't respond to light. When you shine light in the eyes, the pupils, the black parts, will either constrict, Okay? Sometimes dilation, fixed dilation, could also be a sign of an overdose, etc., or fixed pupils being constricted. There's a variety of things we could diagnose based on the pupils. But if the pupils don't respond at all, it's a sign of brain death. If there's no reaction to pain, if you touch the cornea, there's no blinking of the eyes. I mean, even somebody who's trying to fake it, you can't fake that. You know, so let's say, you know, you're trying to play dead, right? You know, bad guys around, you're trying to play dead. All they have to do is try and touch a cornea. If your eyes blink, they got you. The eyes don't move when the head is moved. If you move your head, your eyes are supposed to move also. All right, they could pour ice water in the ear. It's called the ocular vestibular reflex, and the eyes are supposed to move when you put ice water in the ear. You take a tongue depressor and try to, as you look at the back of the throat, elicit a gag reflex. How many of you have gone, ah, you know, when the doctor looks at the back of your throat with a little tongue depressor or aw stick? That a gag reflex is a sign of brainstem activity. The person doesn't breathe when the ventilator is switched off. That's a sign of brain death, okay, if he's not breathing. And then an electroencephalogram, an EEG, all right, that you could put on the head to examine brain activity. If that is that could show that there's no brain activity. Whereas a coma, your EEG will show activity if you're in a coma. Okay. Persistent vegetative state is a little different. It's worse than a coma, but not as bad as brain death. It means the person has basically lost much of their higher brain functions, but the brain stem, if it's not damaged, can still breathe, heart rate, which is why when you see these movies where people are in, they're not considered in a coma, but they're not considered brain dead, but they're not hooked up to a ventilator, that's an example of a persistent vegetative state. So, you know, there's a variety of things that we do, checks and balances, to make sure that somebody isn't alive at the, you know, right before they're being an organ donator. For those who join us, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So then my concern is was there bias? I mean, we always talk about, does bias affect doctors and nurses? It shouldn't. Everything is supposed to be extremely objective. There's all these protocols and rules. There shouldn't be any bias. But bias in this particular instance could. Okay? You know, I've talked to you guys about having the do not resuscitate order on your bed. Okay? When there's a do not resuscitate order, okay, then, I mean, we are not supposed to resuscitate. We stop. We hesitate when something happens. Well, that's your order. That's fine. That's not a bias. There's that, but the fact that we will hesitate to jump in means there is some conscious decision making. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Brian from Reno wants me to talk about Dr. Bias when it comes to pain pills. I think I need to spend the next couple minutes kind of teaching you guys how to prevent or how to avoid the certain buzzwords that could possibly elicit a bias. Now, all right, most doctors that are probably listening to the show will be yelling at me saying, Dahlia, we don't bias. We don't, okay? We are not supposed to bias. We don't. None of the doctors I know intentionally bias. But you keep hearing reports of doctors showing bias towards or against obese patients or certain ethnic groups not getting screened as much as other ethnic groups. Maybe the bias should be then prefaced as saying inadvertent bias. Okay, I mean, when you take the Hippocratic Oath, when I go to medical school, when I do my training, when I take care of a patient, I don't care who, what their race, creed, belief, body type is, I'm going to take care of them. I mean, when I was in the ER, I had to resuscitate somebody that had a big, huge swastika on his chest. I don't care, okay? He's a human being. I just assume somebody having a swastika on his chest is a complete idiot, okay? And I've taken care of idiots, all right? I've taken care of lots of idiots, especially in the ER, doing idiotic things. So, you know, the difference between somebody having a swastika on his chest or somebody trying to bungee jump off a bridge without, you know, being hooked up to a bungee. I don't know. All right. You take care of idiots. So that, it doesn't faze us doctors. All right. But have I seen bias, especially when it comes to pain medication, et cetera? Yes. And that could be very, very scary for some of you. And I think I need to spend some time teaching you what the best way is or a good way to approach the doctor so any accidental bias doesn't come into play. All right. For example, I told you guys a story. I was very new. I had just graduated and got a job right out of residency at an urgent care. And it was, I think, my first or second day. And one of the nurses said room six or whatever has motorcycle accident patient wanting more pain medicine. Apparently, this motorcycle accident patient had come in multiple times for pain medicines. And so one of the other doctors said, have Dahlia do the drug seeker. You know, she's the new kid on the block. She could take care of him. And so, all right, so basically I was being told that I'm going into room six to see a drug seeker. All right, that was the bias that was, placed on me from the other doctor and the nurse. So I walk in there, and me, again, you know, I'm bright-eyed, bushy-tailed from residency. I want to look at him like I'd look at any other patient. And I already had ER experience because I had worked as an ER doc in Arizona, having gotten my license earlier a couple years before. So, you know, he tells me about his pain, and, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe he's not a drug seeker, okay? You know, the guy fractured his ribs. That's pretty painful. And, you know, whenever somebody fractures their ribs, on my checklist, I want to make sure they don't have a pneumonia. You can't take a big deep breath when you fracture your ribs, right? Can't take a big deep breath. I know many of you have heard this story already. So I want to make sure he doesn't have a pneumonia. So I listen to his lungs, and I'm really not hearing much on one side. And, you know, I'm like, just to kind of test him, I go, how much pain medicine do you want? And he's like, I don't want pain medicine. I want the pain to go away. I go, that's all I needed to know. I do an x-ray on him, and the x-ray shows a huge effusion. We send him to the emergency room, or I send him to the trauma center at UMC, and we get a note back saying, great catch. He had actually been bleeding into his lung cavity for a few weeks. It was a hemothorax. Now, I'm not telling you the story because I'm running out of stories to tell you, and I want you all to say, oh, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, what a great doctor. I'm telling you the story because other medical providers, nurses and doctors, thought that this gentleman was a quote-unquote drug seeker because he was coming back for pain medicine. So if you have, and meanwhile, he wasn't asking for pain medicine because it was a drug seeker or selling the Lortab. He was coming in for pain medicine because he was bleeding internally for weeks. It was a slow bleed, but thank God. Again, you know, nobody ever writes a note about how good another doctor does, but luckily I got that note. I wish I took copies of it. I really should have, because, I mean, you never see anything like that in your career. But stop for a second. If somebody's asking for pain medicine, why? What's going on? You know, and so when I have a patient that honestly tells me, look, I don't want the pain medicine, I want to be out of pain, that's maybe the approach you should take. Now, a good doctor, if somebody does have pain, should evaluate the joint, evaluate the area, get a specialist involved, etc. But some of the patients, they've been through the mill with tests, etc. And, you know, everything's been done. Everything's been worked up. They just need their pain medicine. Unfortunately, other things could get missed. And so, ways to approach the, and I see some of you trying to call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is let's say you're kind of new to the whole pain medicine, game. And, you need pain medicine and you're having pain. Okay, don't go into the doctor or the nurse practitioner or the PA saying, I'm here for a refill of pain medicine. Okay, what I would do is be very, very honest about what you're there for. I am here because I have pain and I'm not comfortable. I don't want to take pain medicine. That is always a great thing to say, okay, to the doctor. You know, I don't want to be on pain medicine. I want the pain to go away. All right, what can I do? What is wrong with my hip? What is wrong with my back? What are my options so I don't have to be on pain medicine? I don't want to have to be on pain medicine to function throughout the day. That is very sincere. That actually forces your medical provider to stop for a second and you know, try to think about alternate paths. Now, for some of you, there are no alternate paths. You've done everything. You've done surgery. You've done the injections, etc. I've had people that have screwed themselves over by coming in telling the doctor what their diagnosis is. Oh, I have asthma. I have asthma. All right, you have asthma? Yeah, give me my inhaler and let me go. Well, I told you about that one case. The patient never really had asthma. She had a tumor in the heart that was making her short of breath. Don't walk into the doctor saying, I have bronchitis, I have this, I have this. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't gain you any respect. It doesn't give you a medical degree. It doesn't save you money. Go into the doctor or your medical provider with your honest-to-God symptoms. I'm having trouble breathing. I'm coughing up blood. I can't breathe. I'm wheezing. Something feels wrong in my chest. You may be right. It could be a bronchitis, but my father, seconds before he died, told my mom that he thought he was having a bronchitis. It was a heart attack. Now, if somebody comes in saying, I have a bronchitis, and they tell the nurse they have a bronchitis, they tell the scheduler they have a bronchitis, I have a busy day, I squeeze you into my schedule because you're a bronchitis, all right, you can't help but almost have that bias in your head. Okay, I'm seeing a bronchitis. No. All right? I'm not feeling right. I'm having trouble breathing. And if that's how you present it to the medical provider, then hopefully that'll open up their differential and they will and they will then investigate more. All right? I'm having some heartburn. Maybe it's not heartburn. What are you feeling? Now, yes, it's a doctor's job to kind of address and dissect what you're saying. But again, there always could be some bias. We got Pat on the line, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Pat calling from Nebraska. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Oh, it's Matt.
Oh, sorry, Matt, how you doing?
I'm good. I called you about a month ago. I thought my dad having lung cancer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and he passed away last week, so.
Oh, my God, man, I am so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. If you want to stay on the line, I want to talk to you more, okay? I'll talk to you on break. Okay, stay on the line. All right, guys, we got another hour coming up, okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.